لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى, we thank him, we bear witness that there is no deity but him and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his messenger and that Jesus peace be upon him is his messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon them, their companions, their household, and those who follow them until the day of judgment. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for very specific purpose. He has created us to establish very specific representation on earth. In Mija'il Abdi Khalifa, I am creating a representation to myself on earth. Representation, the specific representation that Allah created us for, is to be representatives of His moral values on earth, to follow His manners and establish His manners on earth as real life principles that are being practiced and followed, and in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to challenge this representation, Allah has created the Satan and has given the Satan the powers and the freedom he needs to push against the representation of Allah and try to establish his own representations on earth. He tried to establish his own kingdom on earth, where the ways of the Satan, the evil ways of the Satan, the evil manners of the Satan are the ones that are being represented on earth, are the ones that are being translated into real life governing principles on earth. In order to challenge this representation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the Satan to play this important role. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to rise up to the level of the challenges imposed on us by the Satan. To rise up to this level of a challenge and stand up for his representation, decline the representation of the Satan, decline the temptations that invite us to the representation of the Satan, invite us to follow the evil moral values of the Satan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do that. In Surah Al-Zariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created you, the jinn and ins, mankind and the jinn kind, for only one reason, which is to worship me. By worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that establishing the specific representation that Allah has defined to us on earth, which is His moral value. That's how we worship Him. And be slaves of Himself, following His manners, following His moral values, following His qualities, following His attributes of beauty, and declining and rejecting and resisting and opposing the attributes of the Satan, the meanness, selfishness, greed, jealousy, and declining them and refuse to make them, translate them into real life governing principles and values. For that purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the Satan, provided him with tools and powers and freedoms until the day of judgment. قَالَ رَبِّ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Give me a freedom. Don't arrest me now and jail me in hellfire. Give me a chance until the day of judgment. And indeed Allah granted him his request for that particular purpose, to challenge us, and we are required to rise up to the level of this challenge. Now, one of the ways of the Satan to trick us and to achieve his purposes, which is establishing his kingdom on earth and inviting us to follow his evil values, his evil manners on earth, establish them on earth, is to make us doubt the existence of Allah. Say, well, where is Allah? If He's there, then where is He? If there's somebody up there, let him touch my back. Okay, well, I mean, can you see him? Oh, and some people, the latest thing that I heard from some people, they say, we came from show me state. So I thought this is state number 53, but I found out that they were joking with me. There's no state called, in the United States, there's no state called show me, but they mean show me state means show me God. And I would believe in what you say. And indeed, this is one of the tricks that the Satan is using to go against, to pose a challenge to the believers and to pose a challenge to the representation of Allah on earth. This may propose a question for our mind, an important question. If the Satan is using that, and why wouldn't Allah expose Himself to us explicitly, in an explicit way, so that the Satan would have no way of achieving his birth. And indeed, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make him will to do such a thing. Why? For many reasons. Number one, at such a high level of exposure, we will be held accountable to a higher level of responsibility and to a much less level of tolerance. One of the names of Allah is Al-Halim, the most tolerant. And this Al-Halim is compatible with the fact that He is not giving us a high level of exposure. If Allah increases the level of exposure, then Al-Halim will decrease, tolerance will decrease. You know, Allah will hold us accountable to a much higher level of responsibility and to a much lower level of tolerance if He increases His exposure to us. And this is evident from the Quran in so many stories and in so many places. First of all, Allah wants His exposure to be mercy, to be helpful, to be beneficial to us. So He exposes to us Himself to us in a specific way that is enough for us. We don't need any more exposure, because more exposure will be harmful to us. Less exposure will be harder for us to rise up to the level of the challenge. So let's look at it both ways. What happens if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases His level of exposure to us? Let's go through the Quran. Let's not assume anything. Let's see what happens from the stories on the Quran. What happens if Allah will increase the level of exposure of Himself to us? Let's start with the story of Musa alayhi salam, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to explicitly expose Himself to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, if any one of us asks this question, then we are ignorant people. But if Musa alayhi salam asks this question, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach him a lesson, because he should know better than that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, wanted to show him that this is going to destroy his physical existence. That our physical existence in the current form cannot stand the direct explicit exposure to Allah. So Allah told him, look at this mountain. Okay, I'm going to show myself to the mountain. You're not going to get what you want, but look at this mountain. So Musa looked, he saw a giant mountain, huge mountain, made of very strong rock, tall and wide and big and all, big, huge mountain. Allah said, I'm going to expose myself to the mountain. So Allah exposed himself to the mountain, and the mountain, in a fraction of a second, became nothing, crushed completely into nothing. This huge, big mountain made of very strong rock. Musa alayhi salam, when he's looking at that, he couldn't handle such an experience, so he fainted out, he passed out. He was like electrocuted, like a person who is electrocuted, and then he passed out. When he wake up, فَلَمَّا أَثَاقَ فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعْلَهُ دَكَّا وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. فَلَمَّا أَثَاقَ, when Musa woke up, when he gained his conscious back, قَالَ رَبِّي سُبْحَانَكَ. So, قَالَ رَبِّي سُبْحَانَكَ, glory be to you. اغْفِرْ لِي, forgive me, I've made a mistake. I have made a mistake by making such an ignorant request. I should have known better than that. Not only this is an ignorant request, but also it is unauthorized request. Unauthorized ignorant request. إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ, I repent to you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the lesson. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِ وَبِكَلَامِي فَخُذْ مَا أَتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. He said, O Moses, I have chosen you and given you favors over all people by giving you my revelations, by giving you the Torah. Not only that, but I have also given you a unique favor that nobody else ever before you, after you, got or will get, which is talking to you, a unique favor. And Allah does give unique favors to some prophet, like for example, Prophet Sulaiman, when he asked for royal powers that will never be granted to anyone else, he said, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Oh Allah, forgive me and grant me royal powers that will never be given to anyone after me, for you are the most generous in giving gifts. So Allah gave him the control over wind and the control over Satan and jinn, and he would employ them as slaves and workers, and shaving the iron, melting and shaving and forming the iron. So that was a unique favor. Musa was given that unique favor, and he thought that he can ask for the next step, which is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly, but he learned the lesson quickly. So now another situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that if He will expose not Himself, but if He will expose His miracles, just His miracles. See, we're not talking about Allah exposing Himself. If Allah exposed Himself, exposed the miracles that He's able to do to humans, they are not, it's going to destroy them. It is going to be against them. It's going to be a liability to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُفْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the only reason I am not sending these miracles, the only reason is that I know that people are not going to believe in it in one hand. On the other hand, once they see the miracle, they are held accountable to a higher level of accountability and to a much less level of tolerance. And we have sent the Thamud, the people of Thamud, the she-camel explicitly. She was providing gallons of milk to all the town, drinking all half of the water in one day and the drink in the other day. Yet they denied it. It's a miracle. When you see a miracle, that's a higher level of exposure to the power, to Allah, than the normal people. And you're held accountable. And they didn't. When they didn't believe into the miracle, what happened to them? What happened to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Any people who get exposed to a miracle and they decline, they deny, they commit an act of denial to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denial of the attributes of greatness of Allah after that, when they commit an act that implies the denial of the attributes of greatness of Allah after they have seen the miracle, Allah will hold them accountable to a much higher level of punishment, accountability, and to a much less level of tolerance. Look to the people of Al-Ma'idah, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the table. When they asked Isa alayhi salam, they wanted a table to come down from heaven, food from heaven to eat. And what was the immediate response of Isa alayhi salam when they say, we want a table? He said, قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ فِيهَا اللَّهِ. You don't know what you're asking for, be careful. When you ask for such a thing, be careful. You don't know what you're getting. Be careful what you ask for. Then they started justifying it. قَالَ نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبَنَا وَنَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا. We want to eat from it and feel comfortable. We ensure the existence of Allah and we know that you're sincerely right and all of that, and you're not making anything up, you're not fabricating anything. Just let us get the table. Allah said, fine, but the rule you know. قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدُ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ مِنْهُمْ بَعْدُ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدُ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am going to give to you what you want. However, the condition comes. Higher level of exposure, much less level of tolerance, and much higher level of punishment. That's the deal. They accepted the deal, and here we go. Here is the table, and they got what they want, and they committed an act that implied denial of attributes of greatness of Allah. Afterwards, Allah said, take from the table, eat, don't store. Okay? And because I'm going to send it every day, trust me, have yaqeen, have trust in me. I'm going to send it every day, don't store. What they did, they said, how can we guarantee that Allah is going to send it every day? And they started storing. And this is an act of denial, that they have committed denial to the attributes of greatness of Allah. And they are going to go in the lowest level of hellfire in the day of judgment, which is called the Dark al-Asfal, the seventh level of hellfire, which is the worst. And people like the followers of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, they thought of themselves, they were already given a very high level of exposure, the children of Israel. How? They have a prophet living among themselves. That's a higher level of exposure than the normal. And this prophet is teaching them directly. That's another higher level of exposure in terms of knowledge. And then not only that, but they also crossed the sea with Prophet Musa alayhi salam. 12 routes were split in the water for the sake of their eyes by Allah to save them from the Pharaoh. They have experienced that miracle with their own eyes. They have crossed through these routes. When they reached the other side, the Pharaoh followed and his soldiers, the routes closed and drowned the Pharaoh and his soldiers. Such a very high level of exposure, seeing a miracle with your own eyes. Yet, With all of this level of exposure, they came afterwards and to say to Musa alayhi salam, as Allah reported in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرًا وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تُرِيَنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. And he said, they said, oh Musa, we're not going to believe into you until you show Allah explicitly to us. Then Allah, you know, at such a high level of exposure, no tolerance anymore. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. Immediately Allah struck them with a thunder strike. If one of us says, I want to see Allah explicitly, Allah will not strike us with a thunder strike. Why? Because we are at a low level of exposure. We didn't see a prophet. We didn't talk to a prophet. We didn't learn from a prophet. We didn't witness. We didn't cross the Red Sea. We are at very low level of exposure. So we are enjoying the much higher level of tolerance. If one of us says something horrible or bad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us much more tolerance. But those guys, no way, not after all this exposure. So Allah sent the thunder strike to immediately strike them on the spot, right on the spot, and completely destroy them. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. All over the place, including the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have put here and there to show, as soon as the people challenge the messenger and ask for a miracle, Allah will say, I am sending the miracle, but they will be held accountable to a much less level of tolerance, much higher punishment, and if they deny the miracle. And indeed, this is why Allah's wisdom, it's mercy, when Allah is hiding Himself from us, when Allah is putting veils on Himself, so that to limit His level of exposure, He is giving us a mercy, He's giving us a break. We can't rise up to the level of responsibility imposed on us if we are exposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than what we are exposed right now. We won't be able to live up to this level of standard. The standard that we have to meet when we are exposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His miracles, we will fail. Like the people of Ma'idah failed, the people of the table. Like the children of Israel failed. Like the people of Thamud after they have seen the she-camel. Like all those people. And then we will be held accountable to a much higher level of responsibility that we cannot meet. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted also to know, not only higher level of exposure is going to destroy our physical existence like the mountain that Prophet Musa witnessed, and not only is going to hold us accountable to a level that we cannot meet because we're limited humans, like the people of the Ma'idah, of the table, but also higher level of exposure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take away our free will. Just imagine, would Allah allow people to disobey Him when they can see Him eye to eye? Would Allah allow him? Let's assume for a minute that one will be able. Of course, people will never be able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they can see Him eye to eye. It's impossible. That is impossible, to disobey Allah when you can see Him eye to eye. When all these veils are removed, who dares to disobey Allah when he can see the glory of Allah eye to eye? But let's assume, for the sake of explanation, that someone is able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he can see Him eye to eye. In this situation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to... In this situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to give him any tolerance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to destroy him right away. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني لا أقول آمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين أذل الشرك والمشركين دمر اللهم أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم أذن لشريعتك أن تحكم الدنيا يا رب العالمين يا رحيم اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيها أهل طاعتك ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بمعروف وينهى فيه عن منكر وأحسن الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.